All right. Good afternoon out there on this lovely second day of spring. Everyone, is everyone pumped about that? Because it's still a little chilly, but that's how it goes in Buffalo. I'll be with you for the next half hour. It'll be the quickest half hour in the business because I'm only going to do 25. That's why. That's how I get away with that. Not a lot, gotta admit, not a lot on the board today. It's just going to be me talking about nothing, because that's what I got, nothing. No interviews. I know people have come to love my interviews, but because my interviews are too real. I think I've been cut out of the interview business, because last week, who was Michael Ian Black was in town, and you know what I got from him, his email? He said, "I'll pass." So apparently, he'll pass on speaking to me, which really seems hard to believe, right? And this week, another comedian's in town, and she doesn't want to speak to me either. And that's hard to believe because I am so super pleasant to speak to. But before I get more into that, I should say I was giving away tickets to Amy Schumer, and her show was actually last Wednesday, I believe. Yeah, not this Wednesday, but the previous Wednesday. Huge snowstorm, so it was postponed until the 30th. So anybody that called in and had tickets, that won tickets, don't worry. You didn't lose them. They're still there. They're waiting for you. You just, I believe it's the 30th. I don't know because today is Unprepared Friday. It's my version of Casual Friday. I take it a step further because, you know, Casual Friday wasn't enough for me because I'm already in PJs with no top. But I also like to be unprepared. That's how I stay casual on Fridays. So, and you know, I'm not going to spoon feed you the information, people. If you're listening, anybody that won the tickets, I double check. I know it's the 30th. I don't know what time, if it's 8 or not. I know it's a Sunday, but check with the box office. And, you know, you go up to the box office and you just say your name and you will get your tickets. And you know what? I also have one pair left, I believe. Yes, one pair. Two tickets. So you have to have at least one friend. You call in now. What's the number? It's 878-5104. And you can go see Amy Schumer's backdoor tour. Or I think it's Inside Amy Schumer's Backdoor is the official elongated name. So, yeah, you go call me now. It's the first caller because, you know, it's all about being first. That's what's most important, right? Not like 12. Who cares about that? It's like when you're on YouTube and you want to like comment, everyone just jumps to be first. And the guy that always puts first, he's never first. He's always second because that guy is a loser. So, yeah, call me and you can go catch Amy Schumer. Tickets. Catch a show. It's quite nice at the UB Center for the Arts. I did want to, what else did I want to? Oh, also, I don't know if you people are, know this, but podcasts is the future. You know what I mean? Like most shows, most radio shows, like this is being broadcast live, but it's also being put in podcast form. I don't know if that's hard to understand, but I can't break it down any further for you. So, you know, I don't want to say that I am, above the curve or anything, but I am, I consider myself a podcast tour. However, whatever your accent is, that's what I am. So, you know, I'm in the podcast business because people download them on their phones. They listen to podcasts while they're on the treadmill or the rowing machine. Although the rowing machine at my gym, the world's gym, is always pretty much open. I don't ever see anybody using that, but it is good for your lats or if you're practicing for rowing. But anyway, whatever you're on, or if you're trying to save your joints and you're on the other machine, you know, or you're jogging. Like, people stream podcasts now. That's where the future's going. Or, you know, people are producing their own podcasts, basically where they can say anything. They're not restricted by anything. They say anything. They, you know what I mean? They can do anything. It's like the golden age of radio. But here's the problem. I don't know if you know about this or if anybody listens to the Adam Carolla podcast. They're what's it called? It's called like patent trolls. Basically, these people buy patents that already exist that they didn't invent, and then they sue people who are basically they bought these patents that have to do with the technology that somehow whatever how podcasts are put up on the internet and how they stream. So they bought those patents and now they're trying to extort. It's basically extortion. It's basically something Tony Soprano would do if the Sopranos probably carried on for another couple seasons. We'd probably see him doing this. But, yeah, so they're basically extorting money because they're saying, like, if you don't pay us because we own the patents, you're using technology that we didn't invent, but we bought the patent somehow, we're going to, you know, shut you down. So basically they're like, oh, you know what, give us $3 million and nothing will happen. It'll be all good. Or otherwise, we'll take you to court and sue you. But it's basically like they feel like it'll be too much trouble that they'll just, you know, like he'll just pay the $3 million not to be bothered with it. But Adam Carolla doesn't take things sitting down. So he is actually fighting this, which is good though, because it's going to trickle down to everyone that wants to start a podcast. I mean, there's probably lots of people in their basement right now because all you need is a laptop and a microphone. So and you could talk about anything you want. You know, you talk about your ham radio obsession or whatever you talk about in the basement of your parents' home, your fantasy four picks. But I mean, it starts at the top, but it always works its way down. So I think he started a legal fund, basically. And these people are the worst people. They're worse than pond scum. They're at what you find at the bottom of your shoe, I believe, because they're just basically trying to make money for doing it. And these guys are all lawyers, which makes them awful people right there because they went to law school. No, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. 20% of lawyers are okay? Maybe? 10? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, so they're just they're not using their law degree in the best way possible. That's for sure. They're just they're racketeers. They're horrible. They're trolls, and you know trolls are never good. Bridge trolls, I guess, are okay. I mean, I guess the ones that let you pass if you tell them a riddle, okay. But I mean, internet trolls, basically anything with the suffix troll, bad. And again, I don't have the information where, like, I know Adam Carolla started a legal fund. And other podcasts have gotten the letter. I think Adam just got sued. He got served, literally, because I think he's still the number one loaded. You know, he's in the top 10 of iTunes, the number one downloaded podcast for Guinness still, I believe. But other people even if you don't like his podcast, I believe other podcasts that you may listen to, like the Marc Maron podcast, WTF, got a letter from them like, oh, we'll discuss it. Like, we need to sit down. We need to have a sit down and talk about how much money. And, you know, like most podcasts don't really make any money because that's why we're in the golden age, because it's just people are doing it for the passion, for the freedom. They're not doing it for a paycheck, because usually sometimes that kind of ruin. If you put the money first in something that you want to do, that's always going to ruin it. It's like, that stupid old saying really holds true, though. Do what you love and the money will come if you're semi-talented at it. I mean, if you're horrible at it, then you should, you know, give up and just become a greeter at Walmart. I think that's how it works. WTF and other, you know, other podcasts. I don't know about the Joe Rogan podcast, but I'm sure he probably got a letter. So, you know, it's a time for unity, UNITY. We all come together. We contribute. I think I gave $5. I don't know. You can probably look online somewhere. I know he has not a Kickstarter or like a fund anything thing. And, you know, all the money for the defense, because basically he needs to set the precedent. So once he defeats him in court, they'll probably go away and hopefully kill themselves. But I don't know. Or probably try to find some other racket to make easy money, because that's the problem. You know, I mean, everybody, like, how horrible is that? You bought a patent that you didn't even invent, and then you're going to try to, like, yeah, it's great. You found a loophole. Good for you. But that doesn't, I mean, we all do kind of like loopholes. I know Tim Ferriss, I don't know if you're ever familiar with him. He wrote a book. He found some good loopholes. I think he became like the judo champion of Japan somehow, because he found a loophole. Like, you have to fight within a circle, and he found the loophole is like, you get disqualified if you push that person, like if that person leaves the circle. So basically, I mean, I think he has some karate kung fu knowledge, but basically he was just getting all his opponents out of the circle, and that's how he won the championship. So, you know, in that case, I would say good for him, because he found the good loophole. Or, I don't know if anybody that's not a sports fan or who isn't watching TV or listening to the radio, but if you're not listening to radio, probably not listening to this. March Madness is going on, and you know, it's a college basketball, and people fill out brackets to see who will be the number one college team in America. And there's, you know, there's always upset. It's like, I forget what the odds were of filling out the perfect bracket, but you know, people, it's flowing around the office. If you have a job, the cafeteria of Walmart, probably, I don't know. But you know, the odds are astronomical to fill out a perfect bracket, because you just can't predict the amount of upsets. But my good friend Warren Buffett, who I know because he signs my paychecks at my other job, he is offering $1 billion. That's $1 billion. So that's six zeros plus three more, I believe, if I do my math correctly. He's offering $1 billion to anyone who can fill, who has the perfect bracket. I don't know if that's where you turn that in, because obviously you can't wait until after the tournament, because I feel that would definitely be a loophole. But I was thinking there must be a loophole. I was going to read the, like, maybe you could just fill out each one with, like, the team that scored the most points. I don't know if he's, like, specific about that, but someone should work on that and score yourself $1 billion from the Buffett man, because he has that laying around in his pants pocket, to be honest. I met him once, and, you know, he lives way below his means, which is a key to being fiscally sound, and of course Warren Buffett is. And when he lives below his means, that means he just doesn't buy two private jets. He just has one. And he doesn't have... Actually, I believe I'm exaggerating slightly. He doesn't own a private... I think he blows, has a helicopter, and he belongs to a country club. And he lives in a modest home. Let's say that it's not a mansion, but he's still, I'm sure he's doing good stuff with his money, but I'm sure he has $1 billion but plus, you know, I'm sure that he probably has contested the odds, and he knows that no one is going to do the perfect bracket. So I would love for someone to fill out the perfect bracket just to see his face, because that would be great. You know what I mean? Because I believe I read a story once, like someone was killing at a casino. I mean, just killing it. Like, I don't know if he was playing roulette. Basically, he was on a hot streak forever, or maybe just blackjack. But he was, you know, anytime anybody's winning it, the pit boss is alerted. And what they did is they brought in a little nerd statistician, maybe from MIT, and he calculated how long he would go before he started losing, in theory. And basically, it came true. So the house just kind of encouraged him to keep gaming until he had that big loss. So that's what, like, you know what I mean? Like, banks are set up, like, banks know what's going on, or usually, I mean, they have all the money. So I feel like, although you think some math nerd would be able to figure out, like, if you analyzed all the brackets from, like, the last 30 years, you get some sort of algorithm together, and then you can realize, you can see how many upsets, like, in each round there is, and then, like, run some simulations, write a computer program, and then spit out so many brackets that, like, you'd have to nail it. Like, aren't we there yet? We have Big Blue. We have people, or we have nearly sentient computers, systems. Like, can't some egghead do that, come out with a perfect bracket? Somebody work on that. And I should get 10%, because I feel like it's my idea. But I don't know. I don't know if I really want Buffett to lose $1 billion, because that might come out of his assets, including the Buffalo News that he owns and Geico. Oh, actually, you know what? I changed over my insurance, so I don't care about Geico anymore. I'm no longer with them. Not that it's a commercial for them. But yeah, someone get to work on that. Man, this is interesting radio. I can't believe that Liza Schlesinger wouldn't want to call in and rap back and forth. We could have witty repartee. She is missing out. It's her fault. But, you know, speaking of loopholes, we do talk movies here, because I don't know if you know, but I am a certified movie expert. And movie coming out, Jason Bateman, if you like him, if you like deadpan, although I think he's a little more animated, it's his directorial debut called Bad Words, about a middle-aged man, which is really, I mean, I guess there's a somewhat bad connotation of middle-aged, but, you know, 40. Actually, he's, you know, middle-age, if you think about it, is really, like, what's the median age now for men, like 72? Like, when you're 32, technically you're middle-aged, so it just means you're in the middle of your life. Like, I think some people take it bad, like, oh, you're in your middle age, you're very old. But not really, but it's like, do you plan on living past 70, like, 32, 35? It's like, you're going to be 70? Like, you're close to middle-aged. Not a big deal. Anyway, I know in our obsessed of youth culture, people don't like that, but I am fast approaching middle age. Actually, I really didn't want to live past 65, so I'm already past it. But anyway, I don't want to drag the show down. His movie called Bad Words, about a middle-aged man who found a loophole in spelling bees, which seems ripe for satire in the movies. He is going to be competing in, and it's also like that little niche, kind of like, what's it, Blades of Glory. Like, there's a loophole. Two guys, they didn't specifically say two guys can't compete. I wonder if that's true. They should have two guys compete in the ice skating thing. But, so, he's as long as you don't pass the eighth grade, I guess, you can compete in a spelling bee. And officially, he hasn't passed the eighth grade. So, I don't know where he's getting all the, how he's making a living with not passing the eighth grade. But, so, he's basically entering all the spelling bees and, of course, crushing it. And he's a bit of a jerk. Anti-hero, shall we say. But it looks, I don't know if you get a chance to catch the Red Band trailer on the interweb. You do it because it's fun. I mean, it does look funny. It's coming in at 88 minutes. I believe it's not open until next Friday. But it's probably not for everyone. It's looks a little rough. But I believe that's going to be my lock for the week in sports terms for all you sports people. I think it's going to be a great movie. And, I mean, I'm sure it'll have its bad moments, but it's got other hilarious Catherine Hahn, other people, a little Indian kid. Of course, you know, I do usually not like movies with kids, but I feel like you can't get away from it because it's a spelling bee. Yeah, look for that. And whatever his reasons, I'm sure at the end it'll reveal his reasons of why he wants to dominate the spelling bee. Obviously, it'll come back to childhood trauma. I don't know if it's from the people who wrote Bad Teacher, and I don't know if you've ever seen that movie with the lovely Cameron Diaz, but that movie is actually, I feel a little underrated because it's pretty funny. It's a little counterculture, so I think Bad Words will probably be in the same genre, but definitely worth, you know, at least a matinee, $7, what is it, $8? Or if you have a date, then it's $20. So yeah, go see that. I think it's next Friday. I tried to see it today and it was nowhere to be found. I think it's a limited release and Buffalo is never on the hot list for limited releases in movies. So, and it has actually a good soundtrack too. Sometimes, you know, that is underlooked in a movie, but since I'm a movie expert, I will bring it to your attention. It's got the Beastie Boys on there, the Black Keys, and, that's all I can think of. And some like classical, some concerto, underscore B Allegro unfinished, classical crap that some people like. You know, it's good sometimes, I guess. They say it makes you smarter, but I don't believe so because I leave it on every day for my dog when I leave, and yet he still hasn't learned how to talk. So it can't, you know, like, wouldn't that be the barometer of it's making you smarter? He would, like, learn new things. Maybe. Maybe not. Oh, and, you know, and I don't know if I've ever said this out loud over the airwaves, but I'm a big fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is my childhood hero because, you know, I always wanted to be, I'll say it, you know, I was, when I was little, I was thinking, because I was a very scrawny guy, think Captain America before he took the super soldier serum. I had plans to be Mr. Olympia, let's put it that way, until I realized you had to do a ton of steroids, and I have a deep, deep fear of needles and back acne, actually, so that's not my thing. So, but, you know, and obviously he had a really good run of being the great action hero that he was in the 80s when I was a wee lad, or in the 90s. And, you know, he kind of petered out. And, like, part of it's not even his fault. Part of it is he's just 65 and you know, it's just hard to buy you as a 65-year-old action star. But his movie now is coming out. I believe it's called Sabotage. And I will see it, but I don't know if I can recommend it, at least pre-wise. I mean, I'm going to see it. I'll tell you guys about it. But it looks, even the trailer doesn't look good. It's like, who cut that trailer? It's not even, it looks awful. And if you read about it, it's kind of like, I don't know. Well, it's slightly based, of course, the bad guy is the cartel. Like, I love that. There's a lot of movies coming out. Like, you can't go wrong with having the bad guy as the cartel, right? Because who's going to defend the cartel besides the cartel? I don't think they have publicity people, right? Because you make a wrong movie, they'll just chop your head off. It's worse. It's so, but yeah, they're like in the DEA. But I guess it's slightly based on Agatha Christie's book, Then There Were None, I believe. But actually, you know what? For you lit majors, I don't know if you know this, but if you look up Then There Were None by Agatha Christie, if you look up, go Wikipedia that, is my advice to you. Look up the original title and you'll be shocked. It's not, it's a little rough. It's a little, it's a little non-politically correct. And that's the book. Like, that title was what it went with in the stores. And, like, I think they show the picture on Wikipedia of that Then There Were None by Agatha Christie. But, like, that's the title that they went with and the book cover. And that was, like, sold in bookstores. It's, like, hard to believe. So go look that up and you'll be pleasantly shocked or pleasantly surprised. I don't know if you're a racist. Let's put it that way. If you might like that. So I would say, yeah, avoid, as much as I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I still, you know, he's done a lot. He's a great personality, but I think he should just take, like, small roles in movies, you know, like, be a secondary supporting character. I think that's his new role, and he just doesn't want to take it for some reason, for whatever reason. I don't know why. Yeah, you know, I mean, well, because he has an ego the size of Wisconsin. I don't know. That's why, I don't know why Wisconsin jumped into my head. I was thinking about cheese, probably. I'm really thinking about dinner because I'm about to wrap this up. Oh, I think the phone was ringing and I missed it. I hope you weren't calling for Amy Schumer tickets because I'll feel bad because I missed that call. But, yeah, and you know, and it's just like, what else was I saying? Oh, you know, if you really want to get into the psyche of Arnold Schwarzenegger, watch Pumping Iron, the best documentary ever made. I'm just making superlative statements today because that's what I like doing right now because I'm in a mood. No, it shows young Arnold and he's just crushing poor young Lou Ferrigno, just playing mind games with him psychologically. And the other stories he tells is great. You know, basically he was a king of the gym and he just messed with people because he could do that and it was great. He just tells a great story of this guy who came to him for advice. And then they even ask him, you know, because he's good friends with the other guy that's Franco Colombo, who eventually won the Mr. Olympia, but he was a bodybuilder, Italian guy. And he was like, oh, you know, and the interviewer guy is, hold on one second. Let me make sure this is not an important call. 91.3. Yeah, hang on a second. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so he's an Italian guy, and they're the documentary guy's kind of like, what if Franco comes to you for advice? And he's like, I'll just give him the wrong advice. You know, like when it came to competition, basically, like it's the same mentality that like Michael Jordan had. Like nothing got in the way of him, even though he was great friends. And then he said, you know, he's like, oh, my mother called, and my father died, and I didn't go to their funeral. And like a little later, he tried to back off of that when people found that. But he was just like, I mean, I think it's true, but he was focused on competition. You can't leave. He was training for Mr. Olympia, but he kind of said it wasn't true, but I pretty much believe. I mean, I think it was confirmed that it was true, and that's just the way it is. I mean, he was focused on winning his contest, so for better or worse, he missed his father's funeral. And say what you will about him, he's a success. All right, I think I've given you a lot to think about this week. Go fill out your brackets. March Madness, and I don't know if you know this, but March Madness is happening right downtown in Buffalo. Don't park downtown, though, because they are killing you. $40 to park? Please, downtown Buffalo. It's not even worth it. It's not even worth $20. Please. I mean, what is this? I really painted myself in a corner because I couldn't come up with an app metaphor, but it's ridiculous. Let's leave it at that. But yeah, March Madness is still happening at the first, is it Niagara Center or the Union Bank? Whatever bank paid for the whatever stupid naming rights, who cares? You know where it's at. Fill out your brackets and go catch Commando, classic Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and go see Bad Words. That's my recommendation because I feel like you will thank me. You will call next week and be like, thank you. And until then, I'll be back. And maybe I'll have someone to interview. Maybe not. Because you know what? People are like, wow, this guy is a loose cannon. There's no telling what he's going to say. I can't be part of that. I don't want to be part of his show because they're scared. That's right. They're scared. Let the record show that. All right, I got to go. So until next week, let's play some music.